is. It's the afternoon program here across the SEN network. It's also Wellness Wednesday. Now, Wellness Wednesday is still happening, even though it's grand final week. Like, there's lots of distractions. There's the Dally M tonight. Got all that. We have your thoughts on that throughout the course of the day. But Wellness Wednesday remains. And Coach Kay and I have given ourselves a little challenge to push out during the course of this 3 hours. Yeah, we might even put some video out. Good idea. 100 push-ups. 100 push-ups. You can break them down however you want. 10 times 10. You can do one set of 100. That'll be up to you, Coach K. I might break it down into 5 sets of 20. So we'll see. But that's a little challenge that we've got for ourselves on this Wellness Wednesday. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, SEN welcomes you to our very broad house of worship. If you're north of the border, you're listening via SENQ 693 AM, SEN Gold Coast 1620 AM, down here in old Sydney Town, SEN 1170, and listen via the app if you would like. We encourage you to do so. Coming up, massive program. Grand final week. Adrian Prezenko, Chief Rugby League reporter for the Sydney Morning Herald, he'll be along to give us all the latest. We'll find out what's trending with Coach K. We're going to have a chat with Neil Maxwell, former first-class cricketer, current chairman of the Sydney Cricket Club. They've got a big day on Monday. So just to let you know what's happening down there at Drummoyne Oval, Craig Gower. He is the premiership-winning captain from 2003. Interestingly, he went head-to-head with the former Panthers junior, was captain for the opposition that night, Brad Fittler. So we'll speak to Gowie about that side, that game, and, of course, what's he think is going to happen on Sunday. Afternoon's Amplified with Coach K. We'll get a score update as well, and we'll get stuck into some text messages a couple of times for sbsfence.com.au. We've got a great talk topic. Well, we think it's a great talk topic. In the production meeting, we were cheering after we came up with it. But anyway, talk topic today, all thanks to sbsfence.com.au. Jared Condon is along. He'll tell you how to invest the $100 cash you can win in the 12 o'clock or the 1 o'clock or the 2 o'clock flock. That's all provided by Tristan Merlihan and the team up there at Top Sport. We've also got those Ream-commissioned budgie smugglers. It's a collab, no less. There's the bucket hat as well. And remember, Ream comes on steady, hot and strong. All right, let's get into it. Teams came out yesterday. What did we make of them? So Charlie Staines in for Taylan May. Taylan May misses out, so hasn't been able to overcome that hamstring injury. The other one, it just sort of baffles me. I don't know. But anyway, Nathan Brown is into the side. He's onto the bench for the Parramatta Eels. So Bryce Cartwright loses his position, but Jacob Arthur retains his. Here's some of the quotes from Brad Arthur yesterday. "I'm going with Brownie. I think this is the game that suits him." So the game against the Panthers 3 weeks ago at Penrith didn't suit him, but this one does. Okay. "I'm not one to play games with team selections. It's the right thing to do for the fans and the players, and I've spoken to the boys." Okay. Right. Anyway, all right, let's see how that all plays out. So people suggesting yesterday, with all that rumour around, that Nathan Brown was going to be the player that's going to get a start. Well, Operation Stop Nathan Cleary. We just wonder what role Nathan Brown will play on this. Well, here's what Sean Lane had to say about it.
"Well, if we do our job correctly, everyone's going to be a headache for Nathan Cleary, hopefully. So he's obviously a huge part of their game plan, and his kicking game speaks for itself. In the first game, we really struggled putting kick pressure on him, and it came up with plenty of results for them. So, yeah, it'll be a whole team focus for us, not just for Brownie."
Audio courtesy of NRL 360. So there's Sean Lane's thoughts on that one. I know we talked about it yesterday, but I'll probably get your thoughts again on those team announcements. Spencer Lino, this is an interesting one. He was all fired up, wasn't he, when he got a whack on the Lionel Rose from Tane Milne. Milne's got his own issues with a long suspension coming up. But it's interesting what went through Spencer Lino's mind. And if listening to the analyst yesterday, talked about how important he was that he came on and did such a great job along with Appy Coruscant. But he was thinking, HIA, I miss out on a grand final. If I'm ruled out, which we don't think he will be, he's been named. If I'm ruled out, then he's kept me out of a grand final, which sort of explains why he's so fired up. But it's interesting. Point I like about that is that the players are thinking about that now. The players. And you just wonder, if he passes all these protocols, how would that go with a mandatory week stand down if that was the case? But anyway, that might be something that the National Rugby League is looking at next year. Wonga Blake, he knows he's going to be tested under the high ball. I think there's a story every day this week about Wonga Blake. This was a quote from Wonga that concerned me. I saw it on the weekend. I was watching the game and I thought Tane did well. Asked if he'd been doing any extra work to ready himself for the aerial assault from Cleary's right boot. Blake said, "You can't prepare. You have just got to try and get under it and catch it." Oh, dear. Oh, dear, Wonga. Oh, I hope there's more than just doing no preparation and trying. I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. But that's going to be a focal point, isn't it? Floating bombs left, right, or centre. They are all challenging. Gutho seems to handle them pretty well, but it's interesting. I wonder whether Mitch Moses is working in an off-season on doing developing a floating kick. As we said, he kicks around his leg, doesn't he, when he's out on that right hand. So it'd be interesting. So too, Dylan Brown. I know they're not easy, but maybe it's a Penrith thing because Matty Burton does it pretty well as well. Speaking of Penrith, Liam Martin, according to Fox Sports Australia, the Parramatta Eels are looking to sign him, the former Tamora Dragon. Well, what about the link there? Trent Barrett, who's his cousin, is heading to the Eels as an assistant coach next year. So there you go. He's saying, when he came here, being to Penrith, he taught me heaps, taught all the boys so much. You see how much footy knowledge he's got. So that would be an interesting one. Liam Martin, so November 1, before there's any word on that. I know we got Dally M's tonight, but there's a lot of these Player of the Year awards that have been handed out. Cam Munster won Melbourne's. No surprise on that one. Harry Grant was the runner-up. He was 6 points clear of the number nine, was the number six, but then you just go, right, okay. Now, if you're losing your Player of the Year, there's the other concern for the Melbourne Storm. Does that make you go, oh, he's won the award again, we better offer him a little bit more money? I think the Melbourne Storm have said, hey, we've got our best offer on the table. That's it. Cam, we'd love you to stay. We really want you to stay. But that's all we're going to pay. So very interesting. Now, Jed Cartwright, we've spoken about this a lot. Paul Kent writes today, Ivan Cleary had his say on Pete Green, who's surely the most high-profile trainer since Alfie Langer. And he said, well, look, Jed Cartwright's got no issue with it. And then there was a character reference from Ivan Cleary on Pete Green. Jed Cartwright's prepared to move on. Let's work with it. Here's Ivan Cleary defending his trainer.
It's laughable apart from the defamatory stuff going on. It's just, yeah, Pete Green is like the most compassionate best player, most unlikely guy you can imagine. So, yeah, it's really disappointing.
Have you heard the audio? I mean, my understanding is that he said, good shot, Dill, you've got to give him that one.
Well, I don't need to. Yeah, that's the way I look at it. I mean, yeah, all physios in rugby league are like the biggest carers, you know. It's just not something that any of them would do, and certainly not Pete Green.
Katie Kay, the reporter there. So Paul Kent does make a very good point today. And that is, if that's the case, if you've got nothing to hide, give us the audio. Put it out. In fact, do you want to get people to go to your website? You know how critical Paul Kent was of when the Melbourne Storm released, you know, five different platforms and the massive re-signings, none of them being Cam Munster that everyone was interested in. But if you're looking to put some content on your website that's going to draw people to it, even your social media, what if they would know it better than I. Whichever way you want to get them to listen to Penrith Panther stuff, put the audio out there. I actually think that's a very fair point. If you actually are very confident and have no problem with what has been said by your trainer. Hey, the draw is out. It's going to be the earliest kickoff in 22 years, 31 weeks, 27 rounds, 4 weeks of finals, 17-team competition next year, of course. March 2 is the Thursday where they start. March 2 does seem very early, doesn't it? February 10th to 12th, NRL's Indigenous and Māori All-Stars clash in Rotorua. And then the following week, it'll be the Charity Shield, the annual Charity Shield, South Sydney, up against the St. George Illawarra Dragons, and then they'll get that week off February 24, 26 before they launch into it. Nothing about a World Club Challenge. I just wonder what's happening with that. I hope it's not all over. Remember, it's St. Helens again that have won it, their fourth straight competition. But I just have to wait and see what happens there. And a great story in many ways because of the redemption aspect to it. Paul Taylor, who was such a great player for Parramatta for so long, had beautiful hair like Peter Sterling. And he played in the 81, 82, 83, 84 and 86 grand finals for the Parramatta Eels. So he's won 4 out of 5. But at one stage, only about 15 years ago, was living rough on the street as a homeless person, did it for about 18 months, but has pulled his life back together, got his own business up there now. Is a really famous name in Parramatta's rugby league history. And as I said, the article from Dean Ritchie, it has a nice element to it. In fact, there was that redemption. So, just drawing attention to that at the moment. Away from the rugby league, just having a look at this fallout again for the Hawthorn Football Club. Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan and former Hawthorn GM Mark Evans were accused by a fellow Hawthorn coach of running the football department like the Russian mafia. Quote unquote. Two pregnant partners of players lost their unborn children during the traumatic events. That's the Hawthorn Commission report that noted that. This is murky, distasteful, and a real issue for the AFL as they look to transition to a new CEO. I'd be very interested to see what happens there with Gil McLaughlin, etc. I think they're still putting together the panel who's going to do an investigation into the investigation. So it's such a mess, as I said on the Saturday game and watching the acknowledgement of country, and you've got the white middle-aged privileged male doing it, and I'm like, oh geez, you missed the boat on that one. I'm sure the National Rugby League will get it right on Sunday. 1300 01 1170. Get us on the text line as well, 0457 736 736. Before we go to a break, we've got our talk topic for today. So yesterday, we were asking you on List Tuesday, the top three individual moments in a grand final. Some great nominations, Benji Marshall's flick pass, Bob McCarthy's intercept, et cetera, et cetera. Now, ladies and gentlemen, get all Nostradamus on us. See the future. Let us know what's going to happen on Sunday. That's right. Today, we want your greatest individual moment in the 2022 grand final. You want to hear mine? You want to hear mine? Even if you don't, here it is. So Lenu plays it now, 26 metres out, just about centre field. They come to the left-hand side. Yo, dummies on the inside to Fisher-Harris. Now he's straightening through. Yo gets to Gutherson, tries to take him on the outside. Oh, Cleary! Nathan Cleary cuts back on the inside and dives over to score the try. That's it. That's the ball game. The Panthers are win, and they are the premiers of 2022. Penrith 26, Parramatta 12. Did you hear the crowd go wild? They were cheering, weren't they? It must have been a very Parramatta crowd, that one. Anyway, that's it. Isaiah Yeo with the dummy, the show and go, steps through, try assist back on the inside to Nathan Cleary. A famous try in a comprehensive victory for the Penrith Panthers on Sunday. What do you see in the future? Love to have you let us know. 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736 736. All right, we'll take a break. We are back with more. You stick around. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.